Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 9th, 2020. Today in the news, according to TD Securities, whether President Donald Trump or Joe Biden wins the presidential election, gold will be all set to rise higher, reports Kitco. With the Trump and Biden agendas estimated to cost between $5 and $5.6 trillion over the next decade, both will provide substantial tailwinds for the long gold trade. The recovering American economy is rapidly becoming the proverbial elephant in a room full of Democrats, reports Jonathan Ingram at Real Clear Markets. Unemployment claims are plummeting, and entrepreneurs are creating more new businesses than ever before. More than 1.7 new businesses have formed since June alone. A recovering economy should be welcome news to us all, but you won't find them among the mainstream media's top talking points. Instead, they're playing fast and loose with the news, hoping voters don't realize an economic recovery is already underway. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris did a public service by offering a contrast on issues and values that voters aren't getting from the media or the presidential candidates, write the editors at Wall Street Journal. Mr. Pence was most effective in pointing out how far left the Biden-Harris Democrats have moved. Ms. Harris scored points when she focused on the administration's support for the case before the Supreme Court that would repeal Obamacare. She claimed that this would strip millions of their health care insurance, which is false. Trump has to make the election about policy contrasts, and Mr. Pence showed how to do it. And lastly, while central banks have been trying without success to increase inflation over the past decade, the temptation to put the central bank digital currencies into effect might be very strong, reports Bill Campbell at DoubleLine. With a flick of the digital switch, virtual currencies can enable policymakers to ignite inflation, abandoning what little fiscal discipline remains. I hope the leaders of the world's central banks will approach this new financial technology with extreme caution. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.